A day with a slight difference. Something is in the air. Something imagined or something real. Is there really a difference? Under the eaves of this particular forest, near the school, you might believe that they were one and the same. A soothing walk in the woods appeals to you, and so you divert off of one path and onto another beneath the leaves. It's hard to remember if this was here before, but things so often change in this place. Under the distant eaves of a beautiful forest, walking toward the far edge brings you into a place where breezes wash away memories and thoughts. A breeze that winds its way carefully between the trees on a warm summer's day. Nothing is more beautiful than the warmth around you, dappled sunlight filtering through the green above, your body cut with cool breezes to make the ambient temperature just perfect. Footsteps carry you along a path, the trees, the high grasses, the songs of birds filtering by, giving you your space in the world, but also firmly anchoring you to a very particular time and place, this day, rather than any other. This place, rather than any place you have been before. The hair on the back of your neck stands up, the faint sensation of being watched, though not by any person, only by the world. That feeling gains weight and swells in your mind. This is the right place. You keep walking, step after step, one and then another. The gradually nearing sight of a crossroads. You walk toward it, the signpost swaying ever so little in your same companionable breeze. It feels nice to have your skin touched by the air. The world is embracing you. The air is welcoming you. Held in the arms of that cool air, you grind against it and let it brush you, keen-eyed, walking slowly toward the forest that borders one of these crossroads on the far side. Closer and closer, selecting first one turn on the path, then that one, and another. You have exited one leg of the forest onto a broad plain between its tree lines. Despite the strength of the rising breeze, it stays gentle. There's so much room for it to build up strength now, in this gully between the trees. But the world itself embraces you and makes sure you are comfortably warm, not too hot. Stirs the eaves of the green forest, coming into view as you move beneath another set of trees. Approaching the eaves, you lay down under the first tree you find in this next leg. The fatigue of the walk and the warmth of the day combine to make peace descend upon you. You let your eyes close. The peaceful heartbeat of the trees, the softness of leaves underfoot, the warmth of the air, the susurrating whisper of the breezes, brushing and silencing your mind. You hear rustling, feeling the fur on the back of your neck stand up, but you wait there. You imagine maybe you can hear liquid moving in the veins of the tree, the space inside the wood, the air moving and water moving and leaves rustling, coming together in this singular extension of nature. A heartbeat of nature, peace and quiet, but still life and movement, the comforting quiet of outside, when nothing else is around but you and things that should be there. 10 and 9. Some distant counting. The warmth goes. Breeze was keeping you comfortable, but now you feel a swampy heat, a sensuality from laying against the bark at the base of the tree. Its heartbeat, the vibrancy of life, nature telling everything to reproduce as it should be. Breathing deeply, you feel something. 8, 7. Something soft. Soft and calm, warmer than the air within the breeze, 6 and 5. The warmth makes it safer, simpler, 4 and 3. You breathe so deeply, and then something soft and warm rests over your shoulders, across your face. Fur, fluffy and soft. two and one. Your eyes drift lazily, showing you there's a woman above you, in the tree you sat under. You didn't notice her until you got too relaxed and your head lolled backward. She's wearing a robe, a light blue long silk robe with gold patterns. It is bound by a sash at the waist. She's wearing sandals, simple ones. You can see that her feet are in fact paws. You can see the dark little nails. You see that her tail is hanging down. She has three tails, long enough to hang down from her low branch and drape over your body, touching your face and shoulders. Soft fur, soft and soothing. You relax and lean back among the tails, into them, letting them ensnare you. The woman above sits there comfortable, her trimmed blue robe, never quite revealing anything. You want to say something to her. She has a peaceful smile, and you notice fox ears to go with the tails, pointed and furred, rising from the top of her head. Her body is thin, but her breasts are large. Her butt is curvy. She sits side saddle on the branch, gazing down at you, her legs trailing off, tapping against the tree. Her tails play across your face. One fastens itself over your eyes, introducing the darkness of a blindfold now that you've had a good look at her. The softness against your face, your cheeks, your eyes closed behind the tail, the other two brushing your shoulders. Your mind flows away. With that tail wrapped around you, there seems to be some heated, sparking, electric pleasure there. After all, the air is still warm. The breeze is a wonderful embrace. It is all right to be here. You deserve to be here. The tails tickle your ears, your cheeks, your shoulders. The woman above you is whispering. Hello, I have a present for you. Hold out your arms. A kitsune, a powerful woman with fox-like features, particularly the ears and tail. You think of her, you try to remember. You were told something. She's letting you rub your face against the tails, though. You dare not move your hands up to pet them, but hold them out to welcome whatever her gift is instead. This is a wild creature, ancient of forest and magic. You do not wish to provoke her, so instead you lay there. The whispering of the branches and of her voice becomes something else, a tingling across your scalp, the feminine voice encouraging from the edge of hearing. Hold out your arms, nap here, sleep here, rest here, drink it in, soak it in. This is a peaceful place. Any price you are made to pay will be worth it, and you are unsure if that is your thought or hers. It will be worth the right to rest here under the eaves of her forest, resting, relaxing. Her tails brush your face. You hear the whispering fuel, your obedient relaxation. You must stay, must remain, must welcome whatever gift she offers, whatever price she exacts. You relax and your shoulders slump. The tension leaves your body, your mind leaves as well, but your arms are still held out, welcoming whatever present she had in mind. You drift. There is no telling how long. Drifting with soft tails on your shoulders, brushing your cheeks, covering your eyes, a resting, peaceful, deep sleep, indulging yourself in the soft fur all around you. Resting, peaceful, deep. Deep enough you barely feel it when the tails leave and rise up. You feel a moment's regret as they remove themselves from your shoulders, arm, and face. You breathe. Deep also. The scent of the pine forest rising. The feel of the breath of life. The breeze making the temperature just right. Eventually you persuade yourself to open your eyes. But it takes some focus. Some thought. You have to really get a run-up and get the energy. 3 and 2 and 1, the effort of making yourself focus enough to open your eyes, and they do slowly filter open. You see laying on your lap a folded blue cloth around some other parcel, a note written in dark blue ink. Your eyes are still swimming with pleasure and relaxation. It could say anything. The possibility. The journey. the invitation for where you will go next.